Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
PJ Glasser, Jake Hassan, welcome back. Bet Sweats, final segment here of Hour 2. We're rolling through the college football playoff, and we're breaking down the Orange Bowl out in Miami on New Year's Day. Oregon, the 5 seed against the 4 seed, Texas Tech. That'll kick off noon Eastern time. Ducks are a 1.5-point favorite, -125 on the money line. Texas Tech +1.5 at -105 and +105 on the money line. Total in the game is 52.5. And Jake, before we went to break, I was talking about how I like the under in the game at 52.5. Look, this Texas Tech defense, I think people that don't watch college football as closely, right, but maybe they start paying attention at the end of the year, certainly when they get to the playoffs, they hear a lot of people talk about how good this Texas Tech defense is. Jake, I think because they play in the Big 12, there's the stigma that, oh, like, yeah, they're good, but they didn't really play anybody. So, like, they're not really, like, that good. Folks, like, Texas Tech's the real deal. That defensive line might be the best in the country. Their linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez, might be the best in the country. They are great. What I love, Jake, what I love about Texas Tech is the fact that when their quarterback, Barry Morton, has played this season, they have covered every spread and obviously have won every game. And they haven't won a game by fewer than 22 points. And going through an entire college football season, like for them to have no letdowns, no duds, like no game where they're just squeaking out a 7-point win, 3-point win, even just winning the game by 10, for them to dominate every game like that, super impressive. So I like this team. Again, Morton's going to have to make some plays. They're going to need to try and run the ball well with Cameron Dickey. But, Jake, look, I mean, all these games. You know, anytime you get to playoff football, it's always going to be about turnovers. Dante Moore does scare me, though, because, again, I think he is the best quarterback in the country. I think he's playing at an extremely high level. I think there are some things that the Ducks do defensively that can give Texas Tech some fits, which is why I like the under. But I'm with you, man. I like this Texas Tech team. Joey McGuire is a really good coach. They are the blueprint for how you build a team in this NIL era, right? So many of these teams, Jake, they throw a boatload of money at the quarterback position and all these shiny wide receivers, and they try to get these great running backs. Texas Tech went and got themselves a defensive line. They got themselves a defense, an offensive line. They brought in some complementary skill position players. They have a quarterback that's been there, worked his way up through the system as a senior. Like, they did it the right way. And I think they've kind of shown teams how they should go about it in the NIL era. So we have a rare success story of a team that used a lot of money and it actually worked out for them. They are absolutely here to stay. They're going to be a team that I think we see in this playoff for a lot of years here to come. And I think they start putting people on notice with that game against Oregon. Jake, I too like Texas Tech plus 105.
Let's go. Let's go, PJ. I just, for all the reasons that you said, it's not the fact that they ran the table in the Big 12. It's not the fact that they won their first Big 12 championship in however many years. It's the way they were beating these teams, too. Because anytime you ask somebody in hashtag gambling Twitter, or whether it's a guest that was on the Better Angle, and I always lead with when we're talking to a college football guest, do you believe, like everybody else, that the Big 12 is fraudulent, and as such, Texas Tech is fraudulent? And most times, like, yeah, I just don't know if they have what it takes to keep up with these SEC Big Ten teams. But the fact of the matter is, Texas Tech shoved these teams in a locker. These weren't win by the skin of your teeth. These weren't come from behind, last second wins. These were, we are going to shove you in a locker for four straight quarters, and you're never even going to have a chance. Hell, PJ, they did to BYU twice, including in the conference championship game, just from start to finish, belt to ass. And it wasn't even particularly close, and that's why I think that we continue to undervalue and underappreciate this Texas Tech team. And I think you're right. I think you're going to see more teams do this. This is the blueprint. God, I hope that Brett Bielema and the Illinois ADs and everybody in charge are paying attention, because you're never going to out-recruit Ohio State, and you're not going to out-recruit Indiana at this point of the game. Open those checkbooks, people. Let's go. I've seen the new buildings that are on campus in Champaign. I know the money is there. Let's go.
I mean, they beat BYU 29-7 and 34-7 this year. They went to Kansas State, beat them 43-20. They beat Utah in Salt Lake City 34-10. And they beat Houston on the road 35-11 as well. So those have been some of the highlight wins for Texas Tech. Their only loss was 26-22 to Arizona State, when again their quarterback Bear Morton did not play. But Jake, they've only given up more than 20 points two times this season. That defense is the real deal. And I think that they beat Oregon. Can't wait for that game. Can't wait for the Rose Bowl as well on New Year's Day. Alabama and Indiana. The Hoosiers are a 7-point favorite. Total in the game is 48.5. Jake, what do we like here between Indiana and Alabama?
No. You go first, PJ. This is your time. This is Alabama fan, PJ Glasser. Don't go to me first. The people don't care what Illinois fan Jake Hassan has to say about this game. It's a 7-point spread. Your boys look good. I was on Oklahoma, but Ty Simpson, that was the most locked in we've seen him in weeks. He didn't look like the scared little boy like he did in the SEC championship game. You tell me, PJ Glasser, what do we like in the game?
What do you think I'm going to like in the game? Do you think I'm betting Indiana? Do you think I'm betting Indiana or Alabama, if you had to guess?
I think you are definitely taking the points. I think you think Indiana wins, but you're definitely taking 7 with the Tide.
Damn, Jake, you're spot on. I do. Yeah. That is exactly what I think. I think 7's too many. I think Indiana probably pulls out a close win. I will tell you this, though. Me and my buddies have been waiting for this game for 2 years. We've been waiting. And it's not because we don't think Indiana's any good. It's not because we don't respect Cignetti. And it's not because we don't think that they can't beat us. It's just because we want to see Indiana go up against an SEC power. Right? Like, we've seen them against Ohio State. We saw them against Notre Dame. We've seen them against Oregon. But I want to see them against like a big brand SEC team in the playoff with everything on the line. You're a favorite. All the pressure is on you. And I want to see how they react in a game like this. Jake, to throw out some numbers for you, Kellen DeBoer in his career against ranked opponents, 20-5 straight up. As an underdog, Kellen DeBoer, 10-4 straight up. He's normally very good in these spots. So for that, I like the number at 7. I think it's too many points. I also think from a matchup standpoint, it's a really good one for Alabama. Historically, Jake, even going back to the Saban era, they've kind of just always struggled with mobile quarterbacks, you know? But when they play against pocket passers like Mendoza, that tends to play in their favor. People that watch that Bama-Oklahoma game, a lot of Oklahoma's explosive pass plays were over the middle. Indiana really doesn't like to work the middle of the field all that much. They really liked working the boundaries, and they like working the sidelines. And Mendoza's so good at the back shoulder throws or giving his guys chances on those 50-50 balls. That's where Bama's corners excel. They started to generate a little bit of a pass rush against Oklahoma in that second half. Their offensive line started to hold up a little bit. And Jake, I think what gives me hope with Bama is that they went up against one of the top defenses in Oklahoma. Simpson looked great. Lotsier Brooks was great. Horton made some big catches, but Bernard really didn't do anything. And God forbid if Ryan Williams ever shows up again. I mean, that's just another weapon out there with all that talent that we've seen before.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know, man. I like Bama in this spot. I think that second half against Oklahoma was the jolt of confidence that they needed. I think they got some swagger back. All week, they're going to hear that, you know, that Oklahoma win was a good one, but you guys are still fraudulent. Now you're playing Indiana. Now it's going to catch up with you. Now you're going to look like a terrible team. Remember, Bama's upside is that they went on the road and beat Georgia, okay? If they can do that, then they can beat Indiana on a neutral, especially when all the pressure is on Indiana. Now, what worries me about Indiana is two things. The first is that Cignetti, unbelievably good off of a bye week. Like, you can go back to his days when he was coaching Elon, JMU, here at Indiana. Cignetti is like Andy Reid off of a bye. He normally always wins and always covers. So, but this isn't a normal bye, right? Like, this is one of those weird scenarios where you're getting multiple weeks of prep. So it's kind of different. Something he's got to use to, but nonetheless, you're getting extra time to prepare. Normally very good in those spots. The other thing, Indiana just doesn't beat themselves. And, you know, in a game like this, when you're a 7-point underdog, if you're Alabama, like, you're just going to have to generate extra possessions. Like, it just is what it is. You know, you're going to have to force a fumble. You're going to have to block a kick. You're going to have to get an interception. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to create a turnover against the Hoosiers. And they normally don't throw a lot of interceptions. And they normally don't put the ball on the ground. And they normally don't do a lot of things that teams do to lose games. So that is a concern to me as well. But Jake, I think seven is too many. I think it's too many. I like the fact we're getting a key number. I would sprinkle some plus 200 on the money line because I think Bama can win this game. But the better bet and the bet that I would throw more units on is definitely Alabama plus seven.
I lean towards the seven for sure. I'm definitely interested in the 2-1 on the money line. I just feel like, PJ, we're going to know pretty immediately how this game is going to go, because if Simpson's scared back there and he's running around and he doesn't look comfortable, I think it's going to be a bad time. But if he looks like he did against Oklahoma, especially after he got settled, There's nobody Alabama can't beat, right? Like, if he's going to look like the dude who was in the Heisman conversation in the middle of the year, great. Like, your guys can beat anybody. So I'm definitely interested in the 7, probably a little bit on the 2-1 money line too. For all the reasons that you said, I agree with you almost to a T there. It's just, I've been burned. I feel like every time I've bet on Alabama this year, I've been on the wrong side, just because when I try to go against them, you get the great Ty Simpson. And when you're on him, you get the aggressively mediocre one. And it's infuriating.
Well, then how about you just don't bet Alabama? You could always do that for my sake.
That's also true. That's fair. That's fair.
You could also, I would appreciate that if you wanted to. You know, you don't have to, but it would be cool if you did. But no. Also, Indiana, worth noting that their star defensive lineman, Stephen Daly, freak accident celebrating the Big Ten title game. He's out for the playoffs. Could be a big deal for the Hoosiers. One game left to go, the Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss and Georgia. We'll talk that to kick off hour 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.